This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The series has been titled Providante, standing with your man in an era of lack of provision. One of the most difficult things I think we both, as men and women, sometimes can struggle with, because life is never really given, you know? Life is never really predictable, and we always hope and pray for the best and position ourselves in light to be able to be the best that we can be for our partners and for ourselves. But sometimes life, in the way that it is set up, we can't both be enjoying the same grace, the same blessings at the same time. It happens in a relationship where the man provides for a certain number of years and something happens that perhaps takes that ability right under his feet, and he has to lean on and rely on his partner to be able to close in the gap, not only for him, for herself, and if there are kids, also for the kids. What we have noticed and what we have picked up in this conversation for the month of November is that it is not an easy task for a woman to carry a man in the era of lack when it comes to provision. But looking back a few decades ago, many Christian women believed that in order to be a loving wife, there had to be limits in terms of her personal potential. But these days, loving and respecting a husband does not necessarily mean that you are mute. Back then, it meant that you had to be mute and somehow be supportive so that he can be able to assume his role as a protector, provider, leader in the household. Women were encouraged to hold their peace and hold their opinion and their strength so that he might emerge as the man of the house. Today, in 2024, women are a different breed altogether, a different type of a lioness that is able to stand, that is able to air out her views and her thoughts, to be able to celebrate her gift and her talents and her strength in a relationship, in the hope that it does not in any way intimidate the male counterpart. Now, the problem isn't a woman finding her voice in the marriage. No. But the tension is using her power in a manner that builds intimacy with a husband rather than destroy it. Meaning that she uses her strength, her power, her talent to build an intimate relationship with her husband and not use her power, her strength, and her talent to destroy it. In certain situations where the men cannot be a provider, you find women using their voices in some instances, and not all women, of course, I must put that as a disclaimer, but some women use their voices to break the male down, using words like, "Hey, Marawi, useless, right? I'm the one paying for all of these things that you are seeing. Why don't you become like other men? Go out there and hustle. If you must go out there and be strong, man, show a sense of bunna. Can't be the one who is carrying the bills, carrying the bond, the car, the school fees, and everything else. And this poor man is just in a season of just not being at his best. Now having to beat himself up, as we do, and we do so well. And the community also, you know, piling up these punctures. Now he has got the one he's most vulnerable to, the one he needs to lean on the most, the one who he needs to receive love unconditionally from the most, now being part of the destruction and the breakdown in his mental health. Mara is too strong, I mean, you know. And I guess that's the reason for this conversation this morning. I'm going to be having a conversation, particularly with a woman. And I'm going to tell you all about her right after the short break. But she's going to be taking us through the different steps as to how do women step in to help a man rebuild and grow when he's not feeling like a provider, when the world has shut him out economically and in any other sense. How can a woman, how does a woman come close and build her man? to be the best that he can be. All that and more will be shared right after the short break. And I've been getting a lot of messages saying, I'm tired of being Bob the Builder. Building a man. Hey, when these men are built up, apparently they leave. But that's not the conversation today. Today we're talking about how a woman can step in to help her man rebuild and grow when he is struggling to be a provider. Standing with your man in an era of lack in terms of provision. And on the line with me, I have Litabo Mgwenya. She is an Eglo Publishing Secretary. Now, Eglo is an international organization for women and men presenting biblical principles as solutions to challenges that we face in our time. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Mpo.
What an honor, what a privilege it is to be having this conversation with a woman, you know? And I think also basing it on the principles that are in the Bible. So my question for you this morning is really, really simple. What not to do as a woman when your husband is unable to provide?
Before we get to the points that today we're talking about, I hear you introducing the topic very, very, very much. So as a woman, you know, there's a different things that we ought to do sometimes, you know. As said, that the Bible saying we have to find, a man must find a suitable wife.
Mm.
So I think in that situation of the suitable wife, it goes there or not. Talking to saying, is it a suitable wife for me?
Mm.
Is it going to stand for the gap? Yeah, or no, I got to marry a person alone. I can provide. I can hold provide. Still me. Who's this man through her hardship of not providing? And last thing also, when you're saying that the fridge, that all the new Aroto and everything, or this is post-casting and everything. As women, we don't have to do that. We stop, you know, because the man is staying at home, not doing anything, not provide, we have to stop not to do. Okay, now we have to cook. How do you relax the most? Mm. The whole day we do I only relax. Why is happy? Why is that happy? Why is that? No. We limit the man. Or Ramolaya, spiritually Ramolaya, ego ya munna raibolaya, if we do that. Kuela munna and that pace, ya or Ula says you can marry Kuhana, no. Or Twitter, ABCD. Many, if you can recall the COVID, many marriages delayed a shabalala because muna ona no as a provider, a linyalo fedile, meroko fedile, kabakala or asana meroko, asana mutwaskisang something. But even though when you go back to the Bible, when it says a person must provide, it didn't say specifically men, but we as we have grown, first of all, okay, men must provide. Moses Timothy 5 verse 8, saying that if anyone does not provide for his own, I guess. But that if you say if anyone, right now in that anyone, we have put it a man.
Mm.
But let's take the man now is no more providing. I'm the one providing as a woman. And then it's not like for hire to provide. It's not like that. Discomfort did reload, Monasa provide at Annego High. So that thing, or Girardis, let the man himself initiate that. Okay, because I'm no more working. Can I take the kids to school? Can I do laundry? Can I do this? Can I? Yeah, not even, yeah, Andre. But let's not assume. Push it. Come on, now we're okay because we know which high on that. Hey, Rona, no, I would relax. There are wind, a beer, cleaner, a drawer, and now before we went or a happy, sir, would all of those things.
Hmm.
We mustn't do that. So now, as a woman, I'm just appealing to our fellow women. Or women, yes, men has lost his job, or men cannot able to provide. Let's respect them.
So basically,
respect.
So basically, you're saying the character of the woman must be always in a manner of being submissive, though, you know, the advantages in terms of the man being able to be a provider are not there. That must still be a very strong sense within the home. But how do you then support and help a man in building him back up? How do you as a woman now building back up and give him that energy for him to go out there into the world?
You know, sometimes if the man suggests many things, you can see, let's say I'm the one who's driving the kids to school every morning and the man is here. I'm driving the kids to school, but the transport is there. I can suggest, come on, you're over to school. In the process, kizuka maybe 2 or 3 kids from the neighbors. Maybe you can get the business from there. From there, you can trust them. And then you do something in the morning. You know that in the morning, I wake up also, pick up the kids and take them to school. And then after school, I go. And then you can even ask the parents, or, okay, because we are neighbors, your kids, my husband can do. I'm just suggesting to him, or you cannot do some trade homeworks mobile. Okay, if I can be a your daycare after school, because I will be driving them. They'll just go home and eat and then come back to my house, and then we do this and do this. I help them with the homeworks and everything. You get something else more than yan. Not to say just to believe and also do it and everything. I suggest that if that thing is not working for him also, you try to suggest something. You tell him, no, Tanaya, and everything. You just suggest some other things to help him to open his mind, or okay, if I can do this, maybe I will put in something monku. Is it about horror? Ilioro, when I'm on Nas, I reckon horror. Okay, I'll say, I reckon support the men, help the men. When move the ideas, yeah, not one day. Utah, okay, mommy, begin an hour. A, Carole, A, B, C, D. I'll think of this one. I think I will take this one. I will take the kids to school and try to talk to the parents and then do help them with their homeworks. They will pay us, but I guess maybe it's a valid big kid. And as a whole, it's our maybe the transport was a high happy. That money maybe they will save, and then your husband can get something else.
On the line with me is Me Letabo Ngwenya. Tell me a little bit more about GLOW. You know, we've been having quite a very biblical, principled conversation around the challenges that we're facing today. But tell me just a little bit more and how it can help people. EGLO.
It's an EGLO. We are praying women. We are trying to pray. We have all the provinces except Northwest, FA State, and Limpopo. It's Limpopo now. I want Limpopo to join. And then we pray every Thursday for an hour. We come on WhatsApp, we collect everyone, we pray, and then we go out there for vulnerable kids, vulnerable children, and women, and even men, because most of them, when they talking about it, they see people suffering, and then they cannot even say anything. So we make sure that we go out and help. We help the kids, to help even those who don't have. You see, the AGLO is an international organization. We don't choose churches. Anyone from any church can join us.
Wow.
We pray with men and women. We pray. So we out there to make South Africa better. We pray. We talk to women. We talk to men. We talk to young children to stand. We talk to young boys to stand. Because if you see nowadays, our younger children, boys and girls, they're into drugs and everything. So we try to have a hand there. We pray for them. We pray, You know, anything in Aglo is pray. We eat pray. We pray, and then we make that. We make sure that people, even though they don't have that much hand, we can be even happy if other people, they have more hands in their pockets. So we support Low to go. Low. We want each and every town to have a center that people, vulnerable people, poor people, those who don't have houses, they can come and stay and eat, or even have the kitchen soup that you can provide to people. That, you know, sometimes you eat food and then the leftovers are there, and then you see your kids throwing the food away, and they must know that there are other kids out there who don't have food in their table. So we are trying as Aglo that we must build that thing back, must bring that back to South Africa.
No, that's amazing. That is amazing. May God continue to strengthen you and give you all the light and all the destiny helpers who will be able to help you. Had a conversation with Meli Thabo Ngwenya, who is an Aglo Publishing Secretary. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Tumpo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.